type of life it is that I've had to live. And if you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, he says, "For this cause have I sent unto you Timothy, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways, which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church." You see, Timothy was with Paul in many places. I'm about to wrap it up now, y'all. Praise God. You see, he was with Paul in Philippi. He was with Paul in Thessalonica and Berea. He was with Paul in Corinth. He was with Paul in Ephesus. He was with Paul when Paul was in a Roman jail. But not only this, praise God, Timothy was involved in one way or another with, praise God, some of the writings of the Apostle Paul. Praise God, you'll find him in Romans. You'll find him in 2 Corinthians. You'll find him in Colossians and Philippians. You'll find him in 1 and 2 Thessalonica, Thessalonia. You'll find him in 1 and 2 Timothy. But not only was Timothy involved in one way or another with Paul and Paul's writings, Timothy was closely connected to Paul in ministering to the churches. You see, Timothy was sent, praise God, by Paul to minister in Thessalonica. He was sent by Paul to minister in Corinth. He was sent by Paul to minister in Ephesus. And he was sent by Paul to minister in Philippi. You see, the point to see is how closely bound together Paul and Timothy were, and how faithful Timothy was. He was a tried and proven minister. I'm talking about a minister willing to serve the Lord. Praise God, wherever the Lord had put him. Praise God, in a position of second place. Regardless of what place he was, Timothy wanted, praise God, to be a servant of the Lord. And let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters, regardless of what place we are in, we must be willing to be servants of the Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And when we serve him, praise God, when we serve our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, there are some words that they can pen about us. Praise God, I'm talking about 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 58. They'll say these words, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Let me see the hands of those who have labored in the Lord. Let me see the hands of those who have labored in the Lord. Your labor is not in vain if it was done in the Lord. And as I get ready to close here this morning, praise God, Jesus, in his earthly ministry, he found it necessary, praise God, to be in the position of second place. Yeah, but he did not let second place, praise God, prevent him from completing his mission. Somebody gonna say, "How in the world can you say that Jesus was in second place?" If you back up a little earlier in Philippians chapter 2, look at verse 5 through 8. you're going to find these words. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and he died. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. The message this morning is that we are not mine, being servants and serving in second place, because you know who's in first place. Praise God. I don't care how well you preach. I don't care how well you teach. I don't care how well you sing. I don't care how well you pray. I don't care how well you dress.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Awesome movement to redeem.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
This is the will of God, that we get this word of God, that we teach this word of God, and if the angels received a just recompense for their disobedience, they received a just recompense reward for their disobedience. They're held right now until the final say, till Jesus bring them before him again, then they be sentenced to prison down there with Satan. If we neglect this salvation that God has given us, we are going to have a just reward from God also. And we know that it is the will of God because verse 4 said so. It says, God also bearing them witness, both with signs. Listen to this. If you say healing and deliverance is over with now, then you better listen to what verse 4 says. It says, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Those gifts of the Holy Ghost came from Jesus in the book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter. He gave us gifts. When he ascended up into heaven, he gave us gifts and from the Holy Ghost. That's those same gifts, all those gifts of healing and deliverance and prophecy and all of those gifts, teachers and preachers and all those gifts, all those nine gifts, and then there's some more in there. All those gifts was given to us by Jesus. And verse 4 said, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles. The gifts of miracles is still alive. And the gifts of the Holy Ghost are according to his own will. This is God's will. This is not the will of some man that's standing up in the pulpit. This is God's will. And God said this is his will, that we continue on doing these things, teaching and preaching the things that he told us to preach, not what we want to preach. So here's my point. The plan of salvation, it covers a lot. And for the it covers a lot. And for the church to know and understand, it is a process. And in each area of this plan must be taught if the people are going to grow up into God in all things. If we're going to be that house of power and authority, you know, to demonstrate the things of God, to be rulers with ability that God has provided for us, for the church. If we're gonna be that church, then we're gonna have to go through that salvation plan that God has provided for us. Everything pertaining to life and to godliness has been given to us. So somebody have to teach it. So we're called to walk in this plan, to walk in faith, to live in it. It's the word of God, you know. It is the word of faith which we teach and preach. That's what the word is. We teach and preach it. That's the only thing that we have, the Bible, the 66 books, you know. So two of the major aspects of salvation is healing. So that's the point that I'm getting to. Two of the major aspects of salvation is healing and deliverance. And of course, you know, everything works by faith. Nothing can work unless it works by faith. So we have to get together, saints of God, and we have to always reinforce teaching on faith. This is how we get together, through our faith, and we have to always reinforce the teaching of faith, because it's so important. We have to live by it. We have to walk by it. We have to talk faith. We have to speak faith. We get our healing through faith. Everything comes through faith. If the church don't have faith, then nothing will work. Nothing will work for them. If we don't teach, and if we don't preach God's word of faith, then nothing will happen, and nothing will flow in the church, and nothing will flow through us, except it's by faith. So, saints of God, we have our work cut out for us. And so we want to teach on the subject of healing. That's what we want to teach on today, the subject of healing. Why it's important to teach on it, and the different ways healing is administered. These are the things we want to touch on. We're not going to give a complete teaching. We just want to touch on it, and we'll come back and reinforce it through other lessons. So we know we need faith, and you'll need to believe in order to receive the things from God. We have to have faith, because without faith, we cannot please God. You can't please Him because you don't know how, and you don't know how to please Him because you don't know the word. So healing is a major part of the atonement or reconciliation of mankind through Jesus Christ. And atonement simply means from wrongful. It means to be satisfying of redemption from a wrong or injury, or to make amends. And to make amends are to compensate for a loss, for damage, or for injury. It means to make up for. Now, I kind of bumbled that a little bit, but that's what it means. So you can look it up for yourself. Atonement. And God wants us to look through all of the salvation plan. And atonement is one of the plans that's in salvation. And the basic meaning of it is to make up for, to make amends for. And that's what God is doing for us through the salvation plan, throughout, because we sin. Jesus didn't sin. He's making amends for us, showing us how to make amends for our sins, so that we could get back on track and do the things that He would have us to do, so that we could have eternal life with Him. So the whole salvation package was God making amends for the sin and degenerate nature of man. Healing and deliverance from all sickness, diseases, and everything that would come as pain was included in the full gospel of salvation. So we know Most church folks, they know a little about healing, but they don't know how to